Onondaga Community College is planning to fully open campus for face-to-face instruction this fall in the hope of returning to some sense of normal. President Dr. Casey Graybill says they'll closely follow county, state, and SUNY guidance as August 30th approaches.
If we have to wear masks, we will. If we need to test, we know how to do that. So I think we've learned enough over the past 18 months to be able to operate safely in whatever the conditions are in the fall.
Like most colleges, OCC has limited in-person classes during the pandemic, but Craybill says students in the health programs had real-world experience.
Our medical assisting students really ran our campus testing for a good 6 months, which was great hands-on customer interaction, dealing with data and medical conditions. That it was good for them.
Craybill says the pandemic created some unexpected changes in student enrollment.
We got some students at OCC who probably wouldn't have come to OCC had there not been a pandemic. We didn't see a whole lot of students that we expected to see. And my guess is they sat out education, which, you know, a lot of families were not sure how this was going to go, and don't blame them for sitting out. But I think there's a group on the sidelines who are now trying to figure out what's next.
So she says this fall, OCC is trying to meet the employment needs of area businesses by creating new degree programs and transfer opportunities in health sciences, drone technology, and others. Also this fall, the Lasers teams will resume regular competition, which Craybill says will satisfy athletes who yearn for the balance between classes and the field or court. She says the pandemic hasn't cost the college its energy or its spirit.
It's cost us money, but it hasn't cost us energy, and it hasn't cost us spirit. And I think we're coming out of this really a very energetic, driven institution. And we've done a lot of work while we were in this pandemic mode that I think will pivot us in ways to be useful to our community going forward.
Craybill says it's too soon to tell if applications will be up or down for fall. They are offering in-person open houses next week. More information and registration is at sunyocc.edu. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.